Heritage New Zealand Pōhiri Tōnga has weighed in on a long-running access rights battle at an historic pa site in Taranaki. The Crown Agency says fragile archaeological remains at Hauranga Pa are being damaged by mountain bikers, walkers and joggers crisscrossing the Weld Road Coastal Reserve. It wants a management plan created to protect the pa site. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
Hauranga Pa is situated on both freehold Māori land and a new Plymouth District Council managed reserve about 17 kilometres southwest of the city. The Weld Road Reserve is popular with beachgoers, surfers and people using the Ōakura Coast Trail, which traverses part of the pa site captured inside the coastal reserve. The chairman of the Ngāti Tairi Hapū, Keith Manukonga, says the issue is straightforward. The entire pa site is considered wahi tapu, and council signage already asks people not to cross it.
It was a hill pa occupied by people, and yeah, and people are buried on it. Just because it's Crown land doesn't mean you can just do what you want to it. We want the pa protected. To put a walkway over, it's only going to save like 6 seconds rather than walk around on the sand at the base of it.
Complicating matters, Hapu member Mike Ure has camped on the Māori freehold land at Hauranga Pa for the past 15 years. Many track users complain of being verbally or physically accosted by Mr. Ure as he attempts to stop people crossing the pa. But Mr. Manukonga says Mr. Ure has the backing of the Hapu and has also been on the receiving end of threatening behaviour. He struggles to see how it was possible the trail was allowed to cross the pa in the first place.
They want a walkway, they decide they'll wait till Mike goes out and they all rush in and start with shovels and everything else and make their own. Even at night in the dark they do it.
The New Plymouth District Council admits no approvals, consents or permissions have ever been sought or granted for the paths across Hauranga Pa and no stakeholder or affected party consultation entered into. The Ōakura Coast Trail is electrical engineer and filmmaker Clive Neeson's baby. Mr. Neeson says over the past 35 years, enthusiasts have removed weeds and planted hundreds of trees while the council has built bridges and laid cycle track. He says not being able to negotiate Hauranga Pa would compromise the whole trail.
Blocking off that link, for whatever reason, means that people have to go by the ocean, which most seniors can't do, and in fact for most of summer the river comes up and blocks it off anyway, and as you can see now it's blocked off by piles of driftwood and so on. So really that stymies the whole project.
Mr. Neeson, who admits mountain bikers are becoming a problem, believes a boardwalk would prevent damage on the hill. But he's also open to a cycleway around the foreshore. But he fears people will still scale the hill regardless.
The thing is that for years people have used the hill for checking the surf, for conducting sea rescues, for just observing the wind conditions and so on. So I think there'll always be a want for people to go up the top of the hill, and even just for meditation purposes, because it is a beautiful area.
When RNZ visited Weld Road, there wasn't much appetite for compromise amongst the beachgoers.
Been surfing here since 1963, and there's never been a problem with the Māori land till Mike Ure came.
You can see why people want to access the track, but it's also, you've got to respect that it's Māori heritage value site.
It should be for the people. That's what it's there for, as long as they don't destroy it.
It's dangerous, sometimes high tide, really dangerous. Some people don't know and they came here and they're stuck here.
Should be open to the public.
The track's fine. You know, it's pretty much been like that for years.
Heritage New Zealand says a management plan for Hauranga Pa should be established in accordance with an October archaeological report. The report says in the short term, the informal tracks across the headland should be fenced off and people encouraged to walk around the beach. It says establishing a formal track is not recommended and should be considered as a last resort. I Taranaki mo te hōtaka o te atu nei, ko Robin Martin aho.